Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
أرأيت من اتخذ إلهه هواه أفأنت تكون عليه وكيلا
Have you seen the one who takes as his God his own desire? Then would you be responsible for him?
We have reached the 43rd verse of chapter Furqan, brothers and sisters. أرأيت من اتخذ إلهه هواه أفأنت تكون عليه وكيلا Have you seen him who takes his low desires for his God? Would you then be a guardian over him? In this verse, dear listeners, Allah mentions the root of idol worshipping. In the previous verses, we talked about the different pretext seeking of the previous nations and also the people at the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. They said that we have to be staunch to our idols, to our previous traditions, our fathers' traditions in worshipping idols. And they used to ridicule the Messenger of Allah and his messengership. The Almighty Allah told them, soon they will know, they see the chastisement, and they will know who is most misled in path. وَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ حِينَ يَرَوْنَ الْعَذَابِ مَنْ أَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا One of the most important factors in not following the messenger was the fact that was mentioned in the 40th verse. بَلْ كَانُوا لَا يَرْجُونَ نُشُورًا They did not hope to be raised again. Now, in this 43rd verse, even the root of that idol worshipping, the root of that not hoping to be raised again, is discussed. أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهَهُ هَوَاهُ Have you seen him who takes his low desires for his God? Any other God other than Almighty Allah is called Hawa, or low desire.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, We will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly, the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qum.
So in this verse, Allah says, أَرَأَيْتَ مَنْ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهُ هَوَى. Have you seen the one who takes his hawa, his low desires, for his God? It means that if they ridiculed, if they stood against you, if they denied the call of you as my prophet, it was not because that your logic was weak. It was not because your reasons were not convincing. It had one main reason. They did not obey intellect and reason. Their God was their low desires. Then would you expect that such people accept your call? Do you think you can affect them this way? أَفَأَنْتَ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِ وَكِيلًا. Would you then be a guardian over him? So it is not true that some people believe since the Prophet of Islam was even unable to invite some of his own nation to this religion, the religion of Islam shouldn't be considered as main religion these days. We have had it even throughout the previous nations, throughout the verses of the Holy Quran, it is mentioned. The son of Prophet Noah did not obey him. Even the brothers of Prophet Yusuf, they did not listen to their father as messenger of Allah. So it is not the question of reasoning, it is not the question of intellect, that the man who is inviting them is not having a strong logic. The point is that if you do not obey your intellect and reason, if you consider your low desires as your God, if you do not understand yourself, you cannot be affected. أَفَأَنْتَ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِ وَكِيلًا. In this verse, the Almighty Allah tells the Prophet, would you then be a guardian over him? Great commentators have cited different opinions about this sentence. أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهَهُ هَوَى. Have you seen him who takes his low desires for his God? Some say, as we mentioned, that they have one idol, and that idol is their low desires, from which all their deeds originate. However, some else believe that they do not observe any logic in choosing idols, but whenever they see a piece of stone and an interesting tree or something that somehow triggers or motivates their low desire, they select it as their God. They bow down before it, they make sacrifice for it, and ask it to solve their own problems. But they're unable to see that these idols are even unable to overcome their own difficulties. Brothers and sisters, we will discuss more in the next episode about the 43rd verse. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me.